What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Is your captain speaking? Get comfortable as we have a trip through the best 2 hours in radio with your pilots, Donny Brightside.
But the best part about it, though, is like, I love to put the hater hat on. Like, you could throw me a layup with J.J. Watt, and I'll just crush J.J. Watt till the cows come home. People are fighting to get overtime at work today to avoid these games, putting them on their TV.
And Kevin Walsh.
You are the owner of some of the most insane things I've ever heard someone
throw it a million times.
You are clearly in the worst spot as an organization compared to your division rivals. Your entire division made the playoffs other than you.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Shout out to the boys. No, we're going to get after it today. And if you want to get after it, you better stay tuned over the next 2 hours. Because Kevin, I'm seeing the most nonsensical releases, quote-unquote sources, behind the scenes that I've ever seen, and it deals with the NFL and how they're going to handle these playoffs here.
Yeah,
I mean, my goodness.
I'm not sure I am fully up to date.
Oh, my goodness.
I saw a couple of things. I don't know what's real and what's not, but I should have known that they were going to find a way. And look, they're going to make a mess of this, and it's going to be indefensible, isn't it?
All right, let's start to get the bottom. First off, all this madness going around, Kevin, went to the FanDuel Sportsbook and pressed give me my money back on my Buffalo Bills future. So that has been cashed out. Mission accomplished. I bet $200 on a 6-1 ticket for the Buffalo Bills. They won their 10 games. I got $200 in free bets. I cashed out for a $32 profit on that $200, which I got back in because, Kevin, the whole thought process all along was, wasn't a long shot ticket, right? 20-1, 40-1, 80-1. It was 6-1. I thought they could win it. I still think they can. But that was all predicated on this season going exactly the way I thought it would over the first month and a half. The Bills look like one of the most dominant teams in football. I need home field advantage. I would let it ride out. Now, the NFL is basically saying this game is not going to be played between the Buffalo Bills and the Bengals. And helter-skelter is about to happen, including, from sources, an eighth team is going to be added to the playoffs. Buys, double buys, no buys. This team gets to pick home field advantage. This game is going to be a neutral site. I said, you know what? There's money on the line for me, Kevin. And I'm out. Let me take it. It was a wonderful season. I'll still root the Bills on because I think they have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. But I'm not betting into situations. I have no idea what is going to happen.
Yeah. Now, we're going to have to try and explain as much of this as we can to the people. Because what is missing right now, usually, this is just the way our world works in now year 2023. Every report comes with a tweet that is easy to read and give the people. We don't have that yet, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
At least from Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport or your Pelissaros, and you guys get the message there. It seems as if what is happening right now is there's just a lot of... Now, some of this, I believe, as well, Donnie, is from Schefter, but more talking on this,
the latest one was Pro Football Talk. Pro Football Talk must have an ear in the room somewhere because they've been giving out information for about the past 24 hours. Each tweet more nonsensical than the last one, which almost leads to believe that we don't know if it's true or not, and somebody's just spitballing behind the scenes. Because I sent out a tweet about 15 minutes ago. Is the NFL just crowdsourcing right now, Kevin? Going, let's put this out there, see if it sticks. Oh, they really liked it? Yeah, you know what? Let's go ahead with that. Oh, that was a really dumb idea. Let's put that away. Is there any leadership in that NFL room can make this make sense? Because quite honest, Kevin, if we're being serious, they would say, hey guys, look, what do you want us to do? We have no room to play this game. I can't hold everybody accountable. It's just the way it is. No contest. You'll slide right back into your spots. Bills, I'm sorry. Like, what do you want me to do? Just place you the number one overall seed? We're just going to put the Chiefs up there. They'll have home field advantage. You'll have the two seed if you keep winning out. And that's the way it's going to be, right? Like, is that so hard to do then? Hey, Kevin, taking away buys, adding them neutral sites, and an eighth team? What are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of confusion, right?
So the Eagles get penalized for this now, right? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. I'm not hearing anything on the cards that is easier than just, first, to be honest with you, and I don't like this idea, but it is just easier to just eliminate Bengals Bills.
Yes.
I mean, that is first, like, in terms of,
it looks like that's what they're doing, though. Looks like that's what they're going to do. Yes.
Yeah, but Donnie, if the goal is simplicity,
yes,
then just do that.
Yes, correct.
Because while that is a big decision, it leaves you then with the least to do in terms of workarounds.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that and then giving yourself a million things to do?
Yes, correct.
If you're going to look to bounce stuff around, well, you can do that then without, and then play Bills Bengals and leave your playoff structure, which no one's complaining about, and by the way, was how everything was going to be play out without, with just 95% of your season to go. Why aren't you don't toss that to the side all of the sudden?
So it's
very confused right now.
Instead of having basically one team, which is the Bills, impacted by this, let's make everybody who makes the playoffs impacted by this. There's a level of fairness and a letter of doing this the right way. I was all about some of these other options, but I didn't think we would go down this rabbit hole that's going to just abruptly change what we've been playing for all year. You can't have that. Come on back. It's Moneyline. Time to get after it on a Thursday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Afternoon on the grid. Oh, this is going to be a good show here. Good news all over the place, too, by the way. Maybe not in the playoffs, but DeMar Hamlin, every bit of information finally from what we're getting is making more and more sense to us now. Awake, alert. Looks like, you know, I don't want to say the battle has been won just for him being back into a place where you can start to get excited. Who knows? Football again, whatever again. But just the simple fact is everything from Monday night when he was laid out on the field and presumably getting his pads cut away, defibrillators, straight up, you know, a million doctors working on him till right now. I think it probably went as good as it could possibly get at this point sitting here on a Thursday. It's great.
And just 2 to 3 minutes ago, Cameron Wolf, who does some national reporting for
the Network, tweets out,
University of Cincinnati health physicians will provide an update on the condition and care of Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time today. He adds, I'll provide live updates as they come through. You can hear Donnie's reaction because I'm going through the same as him, Donnie. There is no way that they are basically holding a press conference at 1:30 unless they are about to provide us some tremendous, tremendous news around DeMar Hamlin.
Because this is what we've been waiting for here. And again, it was touch and go where you can't give out information at noon on a Wednesday and by 12:45 have a completely different update going in a different direction. I understand what they were doing. But over the past 24 hours, I kept saying to myself, like, I know what the family wants privacy. I get it. but you're just getting randoms, as it felt like, just updating the situation. I'm like, let me hear from the mother, the father, or just give me a doctor here that can say, hey, look, I was just there. Here's exactly what's going on. And it looks like we're going to get that at 1:30 Eastern today with an update exactly blow by blow, what happened all the way through, where it sits now, and maybe a prognosis on what we can have in anticipation over the next couple weeks here with that healing processing continue. So good news all the way around, which gives us a little bit more levity here to talk about the playoff picture, which is going in 100 different directions. We're going to start here. Yeah. It looks like from everything that's coming out, it could be lies, it could be for clicks, but I want to think somebody is feeding this information to some of these accounts. But everything we're getting now, Kevin, it seems to me to believe the Bengals and the Bills is not going to happen.
I think you're spot on. It's the absolute appropriate first point to make. Every indication is that that game is over. Mm-hmm. And I am aware that that is probably not an easy decision to make, but I do believe that is the wrong decision to make.
Mm.
Two of the best teams in football playing with the one seed, the divisions, and different wild card spots all on the line here. All on the line. And this goes so beyond that. So now I was having a conversation with someone, Donnie, because apparently if this ends in a no contest, right, the Chiefs through win percentage, if they beat the Raiders, will jump up to the one. The Bills will stay in front of Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
and they would enter Sunday with apparently nothing to play for if Kansas City wins on Saturday. Because they couldn't all of a sudden jump the Chiefs, and the Cincinnati Bengals would not be able to jump them. All of a sudden now, Buffalo would go into New England not needing the football game anymore, deadlocked into the two seed. Might just hand them the football game. They might just hand them the football game.
And there goes the Dolphins,
and there goes the Steelers.
Now, here's the other part about this. We're talking about this on a Thursday. If that were to be the case, which is a great thing, actually, you're bringing up right now, because there's so many possibilities, you got to let the football teams know now, don't you? Hey, guys, by the way, there's an eighth seed opened up where, I don't know, the Commanders are now back in it? Hold on. It's just the Sam Howell's going out here and going to get blasted by, I'm going to load up because we can make it. You can't. Can you imagine this, Kevin? Hey, we already have our game plan laid out. Saturday at 3:30. New playoff format, eight teams are in. Wait, what? What? Like, I'm sending guys home. Like, I told guys they're not even playing this week. We can actually make the playoffs if we win tomorrow. And you're right. Yeah. Where does that lock the Bills in? They're playing for so much now. But the game that's now Saturday night with the Chiefs, they win. What are the Bills playing for at this point? And vice, boy, this is really a slippery slope. I mean, it is an unbelievably slippery slope now, where if you're talking about adding more teams, and now other teams are just going to throw games, and other teams will benefit from a game they didn't have any bearing on? Wow, it's interesting.
Yeah, if you are the Buffalo Bills, and again, this, and by the way, all indications is this information will be known before the game. You know, so look, we got to do what we got to do. Pats right now, +7, +265 money line using a DraftKings. I mean, what else can I say? You think the Buffalo Bills are going to play that football game with their starters full go? I struggle to believe that. If they're deadlocked into this two seed, Donnie,
yes, honestly, and don't have a bye anymore, and don't have a bye,
completely gone. Now, maybe as you said, because I know we want to work, you know, through the machinations here. This is all of a sudden maybe why they're talking about neutral sites, eighth seed. We'll get to all of that. But this is again an example as to why not playing Bills Bengals. This is not just about that football game. And it is about so much around that game now. There's so many different things here that are online. And you probably can transition now to the idea that, Donnie, they're apparently going to, I guess, where do we start with? The idea that they're going to let the one seeds choose either a bye or home field advantage?
And then whatever, let's just say it's the Kansas City Chiefs that are technically by percentage points in that one seed. Do you guys want home field advantage or do you want to skip the bye, which means you're going to play as the one, but you have home field, but the bye is going to go to the Buffalo Bills, but then they won't have home field. And I think it's pretty simple. Like, the bye is very important, but at the same time, home field advantage is what you strive for. You'd be like, you know what? You got the other guy take the bye. They have to play next week. We won't even face that team anyway, right? We'll be playing for 2 weeks. They'll be playing for one, but they won't be awful bye heading into the AFC or NFC championship game at that point.
Right. And I don't, again, it's I'm sure everyone wants to adjust and accommodate here, but the idea where you call Kansas City, you're like, hey, you get one or the other. I'm like, what do you mean we get one or the other? Like, no, let them go play that game. They're about to lose.
Yes.
And by the way, Buffalo would say the same thing. I can't stress this enough. I know, like, DRS, like you said, your read on that game was kind of a confirmation of what you thought before. Looked like it was going to be Cincinnati pretty comfortably. And I get it. They'd be around a minus 180 to 200 live favorite on the FanDuel Sportsbook if they reopened. But
yes,
unless you think the Buffalo Bills are awful, a four-point deficit in the middle of the first quarter is not game over. I'm sorry, too much talent on that team to think that's game over.
Let me tell you a quick story, too, which is why I was just like behind the scenes trying to scramble to get into my FanDuel account. Earlier this morning, because I always try to jump lines and look for things. And this didn't have any bearing because we weren't hearing any. And again, what we're saying now is just some of these rumors out there, but by legitimate accounts, which could happen. I took, get this parlay I had in for just $100. It was paid out plus 211 if it were to hit. The Denver Broncos money line at 4 o'clock. Because I think that the Cincinnati, and again, this is great. Before I'm trying to preface this, Kevin, before we talked about any of this and also what just came out within like the past half hour. The Broncos money line minus 134 to win. Because I think that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to beat the Baltimore Ravens, and then that game would make that insignificant for the Chargers, therefore they'll win. Also paired up with the Cincinnati Bengals money line, almost like intertwined. Also the Buffalo Bills, minus 280 money line involved in there. And as you just started saying, I said, oh my, I got to get out of this. So there is some cash out options you can do, but you don't lose any money. I just cash out of it because I can't. How can you leave that up for grabs? Hey, by the way, I have this team because, again, as you're right, no matter what happens, New England is probably going to be playing for their lives where the Bills might go, hold on now. We'll take a mental break here. Perfect timing. And also, we'll get rested up. This game does not matter one iota. Wild times in the NFL. So just talking it through. Maybe it saved money. Maybe it did. Maybe it cost me. I should have just left it out there. But I'm not taking that risk, and neither should anybody else. Come on back with us. A lot to go over today on an action-packed money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, oh man, so much stuff. So much stuff going around here to see what's going to happen. And the NFL is certainly not doing us any favors. They're crowdsourcing right now on a Thursday. And the tweet earlier this morning goes, before the games start on Saturday, we're going to get an answer. If the NFL is crowdsourcing some of these ridiculous things, including adding an eighth team, you cannot wait till Saturday. And I don't know how you get league approval all the way around. Now, granted, more teams are going to come in. You're losing your bye. I don't know. I don't even know where to start at this point now.
So I'm trying to like think. There's a lot of stuff going on in our thoughts right now. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Odds to make the playoffs if they went to an eighth team. I'm guessing they've paid all of the clinching participants. But you were just throwing out a scenario of eight teams. I right now could bet the Seattle Seahawks at plus 250 to make the playoffs. I'm serious.
Yeah.
If there's an eighth team, Seattle is winning it. Do we like? But are they going to just void those bets?
I don't know. Like I'm seeing people with the same thought process as me retweeting that Pro Football tweet here. Which is basically means a massive game on Sunday night, no matter who wins what. But also, like, it looks like we're helping. I don't say because it doesn't sound right, but you're helping the teams that shouldn't be helped into the playoffs and damaging the teams that have worked so hard to get into those top spots, 1, 2, and 3. Because now everybody seems like outside of home field advantage, congratulations here. But also, what do you, even like, because I talked about Saints 7-9, Commanders 7-9. Are they live again? Because they don't even have like tiebreakers up because they're eliminated. So there's no reason to even bring up ridiculous tiebreakers that they might have. The Green Bay Packers and the Lions turns on Sunday night automatically. The Seattle Seahawks get in automatically if they win. They don't have to wait out. And then you flip it over to the AFC where you thought teams were dead and buried. Like, I don't know, the Jets. Are they out? Or now all of a sudden too, Kevin. If you let the eighth team in, Tennessee, they might have a lawsuit against the NFL. Do you see what I mean? You know what I mean?
Now someone let me in on that NFL conversation where they go, what were you going to do?
Yes.
Win the game? Enough.
Yeah.
You know, and yes. Click.
Or just say, this is why you play every week to win a game. That's your own fault. But Vrabel was doing based on what the conditions were. Can you imagine if now they're just left out because they blew that game on purpose, where if they would have won last week and then lost to the Jaguars, they probably would still be in or the possible. It's unbelievable. The ramifications are so big. And again, we're doing it basically for one football team to say, hey, we don't want to, you know, put you off or you lose the seed. Here's how we're going to make it up. But how can you do that to everyone? You can't let one team affect 14 other or 13 other teams, even if it's a little bit unfair for the Buffalo Bills.
Now, you brought up another thing, and I care a lot less about this. I'm bothered with basically throwing out 95% of a season that got us to this point in terms of seeding and who's in and who's out. But you bring up what the guys in the room care about, not the sports books, but, you know, in the NFL, the money. I mean, good luck telling the Kansas City Chiefs that they don't get to host the AFC title game. and we're moving that down to Hard Rock. I mean,
and we'll split it? Like, what are we doing? Well, splitting the funds?
That's not how that's going to work. Like, oh, no, you'll still get all the funds for the football game, right? Like, what are we going to split the revenue between the Chiefs and the Bills? Like,
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you meant, like, maybe Miami. Well, where's Miami's haircut for opening up their doors, right?
Yeah, hey, we need a few million here. We're going to open this up, you know?
Yeah, I just all of a sudden, Georgia TCU is the same thing as Chiefs Bills. I mean, my goodness, what are we even talking about here? And, you know, we talk about all these things that are kind of getting messed up and whatnot, but, you know, so we're saying, oh, Buffalo's going to be locked into the two. Cincinnati's got to be like, hold on a minute now.
Now, we got to really play this week and then play the next week? Even though we look like we were probably going to beat the Buffalo Bills and maybe even be playing for the one and a bye? Yeah.
Yes.
Man.
Like, we were sat there needing one bad Chiefs result to get the one seed.
Yes.
And now we got to go play Baltimore again next
week? Just to keep the three?
I mean, you gotta be kidding me here. I just don't like so that you're, and that's not gonna get solved. And well, hey, we added another team since, and I'm like, and what does that mean? Like, the three of us are all beating whatever jabronis you put in front of us week one. It's the fact that I'm going to Buffalo now in the semifinals.
Like, usually, again, week 18, typically, and it's still a great week because this is wildness we're talking about. But by Sunday night, early Monday, I'm like, I'm going to steal a couple lines here. I'm going to bet a couple of these. Kevin, I bet two games or two like bets. I've cashed them both out already. Like, without any harm or foul, be gone. Like, I'm not letting this ride. Like, if I don't know the rules, I can't play in this environment. And it's going to affect every single football team. Every football team this week is going to be affected because now you don't really know what your seeding is, how it's going to turn out. You thought you weren't locked in. Now you are locked in. Now you're trying to play this team. You're trying to jockey for position for this one. And it's not, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I can't, until I hear from the NFL, I can't bet. And then I got to go back around the NFL and see what the head coaches are actually talking about.
Yeah, this is
super. All right, here we go. Ready for the this confusing. Is an older one. It says, I guess, the Pro Football Talk said, I didn't see this tweet. I'm expecting an announcement this afternoon that Bengals-Bills will be declared a no contest, which means they're not going to play it. Understandably, I was expecting. I just didn't see that tweet actually came out. But if you're going to do that this afternoon, you better have this playoff structure. You better. And first of all, Kevin, let's go over these ramifications. You're just going to open up. It's like the Eagles. Like, I think we're going to get the bye. No, you're going to play next week at your stadium, and then we'll. I don't even know how it works. Like, I don't even know how you make these decisions as fast. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously the Eagles are going to still play because the difference is either hosting the Commanders or, you know, whatever it is, going to Tampa, right? But this is, I just don't, I feel as if they are opting for a simple, the simplest solution that I was going to have a problem with, but probably tap out because I understand it's not that easy to do. And they were like, yeah, but what if we then did a whole bunch of nonsense that makes this come off all even worse? Like, if the NFL said, look, we have a schedule and we have to stick to it. We understand Bills-Bengals was incredibly important, but for obvious reasons, we cannot continue it, and things will now move forward on win percentage. That's just what it is.
Correct.
Right? And it's heartbreak for the Miami Dolphins. It's heartbreak for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's frustrations in Kansas City, Buffalo, and Cincinnati across the board. Frustrations. Well, I guess probably not Kansas City. They'd just be the one seed. But all of that, right? The whole NFC is untouched, so in some way that's fine. To then flip this around and be like, okay, guys, we canceled that game. We've got a couple ideas for you now, all right? Check this out. What are you doing?
By the way, if we're going to do all of this, why didn't we just play the Bills and the Bengals this Saturday or Sunday night and push 1 week back? Like, why didn't we just do that then? If you're going to play this much gymnastics, you could have had it all play out where everybody, okay, yep. I know it's going to be hard. The logistics are going to be ridiculous and a lot of refunds back and TV places out of whack. But this is the most fair thing to do. And I don't think a single person outside of the teams playing, like, oh, man, you mean we got to credit this back or move this back or change this? Outside of that, you know what the rest of the betting public, general public, fans in the public would say? You know what? That makes sense. You know, that makes sense. Every game's going to get in. Then we'll find out what's going to be the deal where this game was supposed to be played and completed as the last game of Week 17. We'll just kick out Week 18. We'll make it Week 19. We'll go on as usual. What was so hard about that?
Yeah, I just saw a good tweet about a somewhat separate topic. We'll get to that in a moment. But
Will Ospreay?
No, the Giants are going to basically not play starters, which is just hilarious. Come on. And yeah, we don't have to get. Well, but I'm saying we'll get into that when it's appropriate. But I also think, and I'm sure you've seen plenty of them in your life. I've seen one or two, but you know when sports provides a big game, and I don't mean the Super Bowl or the, you know, World Series. I mean a game that is tied to the significance of the outside world. And you don't think that NFL fans and players and across the board would like for the first game back to be Bengals-Bills, and it is accompanied with just great news around DeMar Hamlin that we're hopefully getting in a couple of moments here as that press conference at the hospital, I believe, is currently ongoing. Isn't that also the right thing to do? A standalone Monday night Bills-Bengals football game to let us know our brother's okay and onward we go. Isn't that the right way to get this done?
Yeah, and they're going to miss all those opportunities. You can have fundraisers. You can honor the people who are on the field that helped out. You can the first responders, the athletic trainers. You can have ceremonies. It would be one. And the NFL is all about pageantry, right, and making money. It would be phenomenal where the NFL messed up so poorly in that game just with the translation over the time the kid got injured all the way up to the game got canceled. You can correct and make every single thing right and come out in a good light. No. Let's not do that. Let's have an eighth team in here, mess up everything. And I don't care if you worked hard this season, knock playoff teams out, the buyback here, like you're in a poker tournament. Hey, $5,000 buyback in. Done deal. We're back in and alive. You can't. You're messing with the sport's integrity now at this point. The easiest solution, don't play the game. It is what it is. What's your winning percentage? Or B, play the game, kick the games back 1 week in the week 19, and everybody will be okay. This scenario is going to penalize teams that had no business being penalized here for one football team to try to make it a little bit better. I don't think it's fair, and I think most of you probably think the same thing. If you don't, or you do, call us, 844-843-6879. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back out of here on a Thursday, watching one of my TVs, the NFL Network. The UC Health physicians are up right now. It looks like in the press room. Looks like they are talking, but obviously I'm not going to have this on live. We're not going to carry it live. So I'm sure we will see a plethora of tweets here on social media that will try to relay what happens. But I guess there's going to be like 30 different reporters trying to report the same thing. So good luck trying to keep up with this as if it's just one centralized location, Kevin, that's handing out the information. But we'll see how that goes, and maybe during a commercial break be able to get some read up on this. But obviously, the big story of the day is what now is going to take place in the playoffs for any one of 7 to 8 teams per conference, what is fair and what makes the most sense, because we don't know, and I joked about it already, the NFL doesn't know. They're just trying to put some things out there that might stick where the public goes, oh, that's an awesome idea. Or, oh, that's a bad idea. Strike that out. Let's not talk about that. But the fact that they are going to wait till Saturday possibility of releasing what they're going to do, ludicrous all the way around.
Yeah, I'd like to think that this isn't going to happen, honestly. The reaction is anywhere. There are basically three reactions. Mm-hmm. There are the people who are opting to basically not comment because they are like, oh, it's hardly the main concern, which is fine, but okay, that's, you can talk about playoff seating, but okay, fine. There are Seahawks fans who are jazzed up, and then there's everybody else who knows that this is completely ridiculous. I mean, that's where we're at on this right now. And by the way, this is coming from two champions of more. Like, you're just giving us a whole other playoff game. Wildcard weekend now is 4. All of a sudden, I don't have to wait a week to see the birds. But this is nuts. This is crazy. This isn't what you do. This isn't a resolution to anything. But doing this, and you know what this tells me too, DRS? It tells me that they're completely aware that shutting down Bills-Bengals is going to lead to the Buffalo Bills laying out in their game against the Pats, and they feel bad about what they would be doing to the Dolphins and the Steelers. So this almost all feels like they're going, we got to get the Dolphins and the Steelers a real chance at this playoffs.
But why can't we do this then? Why does it have to be both leagues? Can it just be just AFC? We're going to add an 8th team in the AFC. It is what it is, guys. That's the only way to make it fair. Why does the NFC even have to get included in this? I'm being honest.
So, and people will answer you with, oh, what are you going to do it for one league? But The answer is yes. This has nothing to do with the NFC, is the truth of it. Now, I do wonder if someone in the room is like, hey, Packers-Lions, auto elimination. But let me just say this, right? So let's just say that game is, I'm just going to use rough numbers, forgive me if they're wrong. Let's just say that game is going to be watched by 10 million people, right? Mm-hmm. They make it winning in. What is it now? 11 million people. I mean, who's clearing their schedule that wasn't already watching that game?
And also think about this. In the true essence of sport, you are going to cater to the 7th seed more than the 1 seed? Like, is that what we're doing right here? That's what it makes it sound like. Like, hold on, guys. Like, we're going to penalize you for having a great season, but let's make put another team in the playoffs here. Let's make it really mean something on a Sunday night. Is that more important? No, it's not more important. You're worried about this is the argument we'll probably get into with the 12 teams in NCAA football when the playoff starts there. Are you really going to cater to the 12th team trying to make it in and make it harder for the 1 and 2? Like, what are we doing here? We're going backwards.
Yeah, it almost comes off. Or it is very possible. Is they're going, oh, no, there's money to be had here with an additional playoff game. But what exactly money is there to be had? I'm serious, right? So in terms of TV money, what are they
good?
They can't hold ESPN up by their feet to give us $1 billion for a playoff game that we created.
TV networks say, we're not paying for any of this. Well, then you're not going to get it. Well, good. Go play in the dark then. Good luck with that. You know what I mean? Like, so, really, like, how would they hold anybody up on the TV? Like, I'm not paying for that. You going to give that to me free, pal. How about that?
That's what I'm saying. And I'm pretty sure if you call your favored 1 seeds and the Eagles and the Chiefs, like, hey, home playoff revenue, 1 extra game. But like, yeah, that's cool. We're going to get an extra game because we're going to go further than everybody else and host a conference title game because we have a bye. Enough's enough. I mean, you know, cut it out here. I'm not looking to play Seattle, and I'm not looking to play Miami. Nobody needed this. Nobody asked you. Leave me alone.
Correct.
I just – it's a very – again, and who would have thought then when we were thinking about what the answers to Bills Bengals would be, we would be debating an additional playoff team. I mean,
yes.
Like they didn't cancel a game between the Pats and the Dolphins. They canceled it between the one and the three seed in the AFC. What is happening?
Yeah, no, it's almost like the NFL could have done better, Kevin, if they went this weekend and wiped every game off the slate except for Bills Bengals. Let that game finish. Yeah, I'm the guy. That's the end of the season. Like, we're not even going to have a Week 18. Like, we're going to wipe everything off. Okay, Bills won. Yep. They're going to be the number one seed. It's going to fall right in line here for us.
I'll tell you, the one team that should be angry, but it feels like they could care less, Baltimore Ravens. Like, the Baltimore Ravens should be like, no. Make them play Buffalo. We want a chance for the number, like, to win the division in Week 18. Meanwhile, Harbaugh's like, man, I mean, I don't know if any of my players will be there for that game. It's all good. Like, in fact, we would like to forfeit our playoff spot and hand it over to the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, goodness gracious. So many more teams are going to get, like, their fake bye this week, and then all of a sudden the Eagles, who could have had it wrapped up the past 2 weeks, are like, hey, it's no big deal. We'll wrap it up in the last game of the season. Because actually, the opposite is what's happening here. It was always, oh, man, Giants. They're going to sneak into the playoffs because the Eagles have everything wrapped up. And it's swung the opposite direction where now the Eagles are going to get the one seed because the Giants don't feel like playing football because they're already in. There's so many things that if you would have known about this a few weeks earlier, teams would have played differently down the stretch. And the joke I had was like, hey, look at this. You know, the Washington Commanders are back at like Ron Rivera. Here's the conspiracy theories, right? He always knew they were going to add an eighth team. It's like, uh-oh, did I just let this out of the bag right here? I thought we were still in this thing. I mean, come on.
Now, look, there's a lot here that's ridiculous. Some of it's funny. Nothing will be funnier than the Commanders announcing Taylor Heineke is starting over Santa. Because I was, hey, listen, sorry, the game matters, though. I mean, absolutely not.
Well, it puts Wentz back in, like, hey, man, I like that upside. Saw little glimpses here. We worked on a couple things. I think Wentz is going to get back in there. Or they hand it to Heineke, and he goes, you know what? You know, Carson's, you know, been around the block. Let him handle this one.
Well, and here is the other thing, too, right? Like, do you have to completely rework the schedule now in a way? I'm not sure, but you have to I don't know, but, like, all of a sudden I think some games might mean more with this addition to where you want them playing at the same time. Maybe they already are, but you'd have to. They also don't seem to care that much. But right, like, isn't the read that, like, this is the least they've ever cared about putting teams next to one another? And that was, by the way, before all this happened with what they opted to do for Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, and also from a perspective of tomorrow, like, we'll do our pick six, and I'm trying to figure out. I usually have a couple bets in for the weekend. I'm cashing them all out. Like, I don't know the rules of what's going to take place or who needs what, who's striving for this, who can improve, who's out, who's in. And it all goes, you know, interesting. And by the way, quote here that I'll read. Yeah. Looks like DeMar Hamlin asked the physicians, did we win? Wrote it down when I guess he was awake last night. And I guess the doctor said, yeah, you won, basically. You know, you won the game of life at that point. So probably got a hearty little laugh out of that. But it is nice to know. I wish I would have got that information sooner, by the way, too. Like, when was it last night that he was awake? I would have loved to have woken up to hear that because I was like, all right, good. But we had to wait a couple hours in order to get that. But they are still speaking up here and probably going blow by blow. One of them also was, like, what actually caused the cardiac arrest? They said they're still trying to figure that out. And I guess, you know, when another week or so goes by, they'll have all the information they need to sort of backtrack and read that. But they don't know exactly what caused it, it looks like.
Yeah, I think ultimately, I don't know, but is every indication not that DeMar Hamlin is, relatively speaking, okay through the worst of this? That's, as I'm reading these tweets, that's certainly what it appears like, right? I mean, he's talking.
Still has the tube in, it looks like. Yeah.
Game,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like is a strong sign. Maybe not all there, but it's certainly, you know, in a.
Yeah, because that was the worry. Because he was sedated and sleeping. Like, hey, he's starting to breathe on his own, but Well, that doesn't mean you just wake up and say, hey, man, I don't even know who anybody is in this room is because, you know, I have a little bit more brain damage than maybe what we thought, or who knows even if we knew he had brain damage. But it looks like from what they're saying, and you can put the two and two together, is the pieces of the puzzle are starting to come together for him, which means like, hey, this is what's supposed to happen when he wakes up. Yep, exactly. Seen it 5,000 times, you know. People that are in that communicative state right away at this time, they usually have X amount of recovery coming forward. Because they would let you know. This press conference would be like, hey, by the way, woke up, there's a, you know, we're really worried about the oxygen levels that were, you know, not, or being blocked to his brain or to his heart at that point. We're not getting any of that. So that's a good sign.
Man, which is absolutely fantastic, man. I mean, again, it looks as if... He is through the worst. This is, I mean, this is awesome. It's what everybody's been waiting for. Again, we, you know, my read on it is that's the case here. Obviously not definitive. I'm not a doctor. You guys obviously are well aware of that. But it's awesome. It really is. Truly one of the scariest moments that I've ever seen play out in a sporting event. And all things considered, it looks like we've gotten a great result here, Donnie.
Yeah, by the way, also it's saying, let me just bring up this last one here, because this is a pretty good note, too. Next steps, it says, the UC Medical Center physicians want to see improvement, including breathing on his own, before they can consider discharging him and then discussing his future. So it looks like, you know, relative short period of time, breathing comes back, you know, vitals check out well, talking, responding, eating, and all that other stuff. He might get out of there pretty soon, as opposed to, you know, what we thought would have been like a worst case scenario, like this guy, like watching the Super Bowl still in the, you know, hospital room at that point trying to recover. So good things there, things moving along steadily, which is why we're able to argue and say how dumb the NFL now sounds on what they're looking to do here in the playoffs. And hopefully sooner than later, we'll get resolution overall, because I would have loved to be like, hey, Kev, man, take a look at these games. Because actually, you know, I'm glad we're doing that, actually. Let me just bring up the full odds board, just to see if anything is moving around. Because obviously we know the normal bandits, right, moving around. Denver now a favorite where they weren't for the Chargers. The Philadelphia Eagles still at 14. I don't really think I see anything different. Like Dolphins, Jets still -1. Which games would change, I guess? Would it be...
In terms of the time of them, you're saying?
I don't think the time of it, but if, like, the game all of a sudden has, like, more meaning.
Different meaning?
Detroit-Green Bay, yeah. Does that stay at 4.5, yeah, or does that drop to 2? Like, what? I don't know. Like, I don't even know.
Fair question. I think Commanders-Cowboys is one of them, right? Because they're...
Yeah.
I don't know how much they would need.
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. Because once they get eliminated, maybe nobody's looking at these ridiculous stuff. Yeah, because I was trying to do the quick math. Like, what happens if Green Bay and Detroit tie, or one of those lose, and Seattle loses, and they win? It's all odd.
If we got to an eighth team, I think Washington would be in with a win and a Seattle loss, maybe as long as Detroit and Green Bay don't tie. Seattle loss would get them a 9th. So all of a sudden now, Dallas isn't going to lay 7 to a team that has life in Washington.
Exactly. Interesting stuff all the way around in the NFL for a Thursday. Get involved. Give us a call if you want to. 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here on a Thursday. Look at that. Hour went by quick. It's time to flip it over to JP when usually we'd be like, hey, JP, where are you going tonight in the NFL game? But the first time all year long, week 18, no NFL Thursday night game, which we thought for a time being might have been the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals resuming. Now, Kevin, answer me this question. Defibrillator comes out. Everybody's worried. Game is postponed. Bills stay in town. Next morning, Hamlin wakes up. Everything looks okay. This game was already played, right? This game was played tonight or yesterday.
Yeah, I probably. I think it is interesting that it is very interesting. I guess today is, would you say today's news was the kind of news the NFL was waiting on in terms of this entire situation?
Yes,
right?
They were waiting on that news, Kevin, at 11:30 on Monday night to get play this game and get it going.
Yeah,
this is what they were waiting on, something like this. He's awake,
this
he's alert.
News.
The Josh Sweat news. I keep bringing it up because it happened Sunday. The Eagles game. Left the field. Don't know if he's moving his legs. Oh, my goodness. Game continues. 15 minutes later, across the broadcast and across Twitter, great news from the hospital. Moving all his extremities, he'll be released.
Yeah, which, I basically say that says, how long could they have waited? One thing that is just so interesting to see is, clearly they didn't really consider pausing the league, right?
No.
I mean, they've offered up zero indication that that was ever in the cards for them here, and
yeah,
I don't know. It's just, I still feel like there were better options on the table. We'll see what they ultimately decide on here, but it kind of is what it is. At least we're getting this, you know, tremendous news around Hamlin, which we've all been waiting on.
And JP, we will get to you. We'll find out where you're going. We'll update where you went last night. By the way, DRS, press that lever on the Bulls, plus 175, knocking off those Nets. Wow. A lot more to go in hour number two, and I have a lot of restraint. I'm 45 years old. I've learned a lot in my time. Otherwise, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I would not be around at this point on Twitter. But here I am, a smarter man, heading into hour number two. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.